This is your weekly Eagle Feather News Podcast. These are top stories of the week for Sunday, May 11th, 2020. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of our weekly podcast. I am your host, Errol Sutherland, and we are going to be reading the top stories of the week chosen by you, our fans and readers of Eagle Feather News. The Saskatchewan Lieutenant Governor Russ Morasty and his wife Dawn Morasty joined Premier Scott Moe at the Saskatchewan War Memorial to commemorate a day that marks the end of hostilities in Europe during the Second World War. Victory in Europe Day on May 8th is particularly important to Canadians as it largely marked the end of fighting for Canadian forces after nearly 6 years of war. A moment of silence was observed while a trumpeter played the last post and rose. 2 years in a row, the Muscadet First Nation Community School has received the Mosaic Extreme School Makeover Challenge. The Muscadet Community School Coordinator Rhonda Bear said their school has been applying for the Mosaic Grant for the last 4 to 5 years. Last year was the first time receiving the grant, which was a total of $10,000, and had put it to good use. Schools from across the province submitted their projects to compete for the total of $100,000 in prizes provided by Mosaic. Another event that drew crowds from across Western Canada to Saskatchewan has been cancelled due to COVID-19. The 23rd annual John Arcan Fiddle Fest will not take place for the first summer since it began. Vicky Arcan, executive director of JAF, said they started the season fully booked with events, weddings, and reunions. Now, due to COVID-19, every event under the roof has been cancelled. They are exploring ways to celebrate JAF through social media, though it will be a learning curve. They hope to be able to reach some audience members who are on social media and would also like to support a few musicians who may be able to perform. May 11th to 15th is Sexual Assault Awareness Week. The federal government and the government of Saskatchewan are committing to new initiatives to reduce sexual violence and increase support to victims and survivors. $1.6 million will be also distributed to agencies that deliver direct support to victims of sexual violence. Lisa Miller, Executive Director of Regina's Sexual Assault Center, says this year's mandate for Sexual Assault Awareness Week is no story left untold.
This is even more now because of everything that's happening. We want to make people aware and we want to make the government aware that we need more equal access to services for everyone.
Initially, when COVID-19 crisis began, Miller says organizations saw a decrease in the number of service calls. She says a big increase in services came in mid-April. Every Thursday since mid-March, First Nations health managers and frontline workers across the country have been able to log into virtual town hall meeting for information about COVID-19 and how it relates to First Nations. The weekly online sessions are hosted by the First Nations Health Managers Association in conjunction with Indigenous Health Today, an online Canada-wide newsletter, and Indigenous Services Canada. Common themes discussed during the town halls include personal protective equipment access and sustainable funding to combat COVID-19. Also highlighted is the importance for frontline workers to practice self-care while combating COVID-19. The association's website has an added feature called InfoPoint that provides phone numbers and email addresses in case you want to contact. Hundreds of youth athletes from Saskatchewan are forced to cancel their trip to Halifax, Nova Scotia this summer. The coronavirus pandemic has put events on pause across the globe, including this summer's North American Indigenous Games, which was scheduled to take place July 12th to 18th, 2020. Due to the current travel and gathering restrictions in place, NAG has been cancelled until 2021. I want to thank everybody for joining us for our top stories of the week. This is Errol Sutherland, your host for Eagle Feather News Online. I'd also like to remind you guys that we do have a LinkedIn page. Go to LinkedIn and look for Eagle Feather News. We'd love to connect with you guys. Also, if you'd like to advertise with Eagle Feather News, go to our website, go to our contact us page. We do have advertising opportunities available on our website and our newspaper. Thank you everybody for joining us.